go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Might upset a couple of people, a couple of folks out there, but that's usually what the truth does. You know, a lot of you niggas run away from the truth because it could do something to you. All right. I just finished watching Monsters on Netflix, the Menendez brothers. Me and Brick gonna do a show about that one. Because when I tell you something that we lived through, man, that's a crazy story. Lies. Lies and truths. And the truth is, a lot of people don't care about y'all like that. For example, when you break down the months, right? It's 12 months. And this is not one of those, we're not even about to dive into the whole Zodiac shit. Because Zodiac signs share months, right? So I don't want to, don't look at this or don't view this or don't accept this or disagree with this from a Zodiac standpoint. Don't do that. All right, don't do that. We just strictly talking about the month in general. All right, so starting out with January. Don't nobody really care about y'all like that. No, but y'all important and y'all more famous for like maybe sports related. Not just that. The gyms is gonna get packed out. You know what I'm saying? When we know January rolling around, we know niggas is going to be in that gym, okay? New Year's resolution, that shit is at an all-time high. January is just, it's an inspiring month, but it's boring. It's a new fresh, it's a new chapter. That's how we look at y'all. Y'all cool, you know what I'm saying? Again, it's not from the Zodiac perspective. This is just strictly talking about the month. The month of January, if I had to rate it, I give it about like a 6.8. Then we go on to February. Now look, if it's one month that I can diss, look, this is one of the craziest months though, because it's the shortest, you know what I'm saying? But then you have leap year. You know, and it really is just dedicated to February. It's the shortest month, but it's an impactful month, though. You know, it's known for the Black History Month all month. The Super Bowl is in February. The All-Star Weekend is in February. You know, like, we don't really care about you that much as far as weather-wise. You know, California might be straight, Florida might be straight, but it's some of these other states, they don't have that luxury, you know what I'm saying, around winter/springtime, you know what I'm saying? March. March is it's like March is just there. That's what March is. March is that month that's just there. Like, when you go to your grandma's house and you see your uncle's bench weight set, like his gym that he had back in 1983, where niggas used to wear the rollers in their hair. You know, when game banging was at, like, the attire was at its peak. Your uncle and a couple of his homies posing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Wearing their rags and shit like that. And they in the back. And it's the way, it's the OG ways. The ones with the sand in it, the cement ones, had the plastic cover in it, but they cracked open over the years, worn and torn, niggas dropping them on the ground and stuff like that. That's what March is. March is there. Like, niggas, it's like, It's like that refrigerator that's in your grandma's garage. Nigga, the ones that you used to go to, that used to have all the juice back there. The juice and alcohol used to be back there. That refrigerator played a pivotal part in house functions at your grandma's house, especially when it came to Thanksgiving. All right, then. That's what March is. It's that refrigerator. April. Y'all, another one that's just like, y'all there. And we notice y'all because that's when the weather kind of acting like bipolar-ish. You know what I'm saying? Because now it's kind of like if spring was kind of like getting over a cold from winter. You know what I'm saying? Like, hello. You know what I'm saying? Can we need some warm weather? You know, outside of that, April, y'all ain't got nothing to give us. Nothing, April. Nothing. It's a damn shame. May, now we talking about something. When May is coming around, because May is right next door to halftime. You know what I'm saying? When I think of May, when I think of the month of May, it's like the pregame barbecues. You know what I'm saying? Like. And then they got like Cinco de Mayo. They got Mother's Day, Memorial Day. They covering a lot of grounds as far as people that we love. Cinco de Mayo Day, like, come on now. So it's a heavy month. May is, and you got some heat in May. You got a little bit of heat, just a little bit. Like, you got some flashes. May is letting you know, all right, after I leave, don't act like I wasn't here. Like, you better respect me, because once you get to those other niggas, once you get to the middle point, it's all downhill after that. So, and that's where we're about to get to. Because after May, you have what? You got June. June ain't nothing but the preseason to July. And it's indecisive as well, because now we're talking about summertime. And again, maybe people from different, you know, regions could be slightly different. But shit, our summer start in May for us. June is that one that's like, yeah, the heat is gonna be on the way, but here's some rain too for some odd reason. You know what I'm saying? And birthdays, barbecues, full effect. And it's not gonna stop. This is where it starts to ramp up with the birthdays. Cause now you got, you know, June, y'all have a pivotal, you know what I'm saying? Hey, graduation. I forgot to say that about May, because May, hey, y'all got prom on lock. When it come to June, though, they got them graduations on lock, though. June got the graduations, which it might not help them, because I don't like going to graduations. I don't think people like going to graduations, though. We just glad that you graduated. But fuck that. Well, nobody wants to be in that chaos. It's beautiful. Now, July, here we go. This is the July is the ambassador for summer. July is, we're here. It's heat. Heat and cheeks. That's what July is. July is the epitome of barbecue. Okay? July is bops. July is music. July is vacation. It's up there. It's not number one, though. It's not number one. Just know that January is real low, okay? And April is real low, okay? But July is up there. And then after July, you got August. Oh, it's about to get... You got August after July. August is a special month. A very, very special month. But August is like the cool cousin to July. That's what it is. It's, July and August is the two cousins that go on a walk during their family reunion slash Thanksgiving slash, you know, any other family holiday that y'all get along. I mean, that y'all gonna all be there. And they going to go for that walk. You know, where they come back smiling and smelling like peppermints. And they went to the gas station to go buy some Clear Eye. So, yeah. August is just, you cool because your cousin cool. That's what August is. And you do too much because it's like unnecessary heat coming from August. Unnecessary heat, doing too much. And the only reason why niggas are saying you cool is because your cousin is like, was that nigga or is that nigga. But you always be around him. That's who August is. Okay? September. Oh, man. September. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, September. Niggas only fuck with you in the very beginning of the month. You know what that is. Now, I would say, out of respect, I would say, the only one reason that y'all are noticed for, but I ain't gonna do that to you, cause Labor Day y'all hold it down. Labor Day weekend, it's cracking. Okay, they got Labor Day weekend, that's helping them. But the only identity September has and probably will ever have, it's football. Y'all, September, you take away football, you push football back to October, or you started in, they're not going to start it in August. But if you take football out of this month, it just has Labor Day, and that's it. It's it. September is Dr. Cola. And December and November is Coca-Cola and Pepsi. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the generic cola. It's like, yeah, September is just a generic cola. Because then when you get to October, let me just tell you right now, nigga, it's all bias. October, November, and December, it's a package deal. That motherfuckers is USC, UCLA, and Washington. We're not, when one of us leave, we all leaving together. Those three, because now you enter in fall zone. See, yeah, true indeed. June, July, August, summer, September. Y'all got summer. That's a different type of vibe, but everybody fucks with fall. Fall is loved. 98.9% of the world, nigga. The filter of fall is undefeated. Okay? Now, again, if we just going by months, this has nothing to do with zodiacs. Okay? So when you get to October, they got Halloween. That's when all you regular and weird niggas dress up. And it really says a lot about how you dress up, what's going on, and where you came from, and everything about your childhood says a lot, all right? Halloween, that's basically what it is. They are the sole owners of one of the best. Oh, when they have a marathon, nigga, the marathon's just cracking. And they always had the classics. And it's from October 1st all the way to the 31st, okay? This is the month of candy. Some good and some candy corn. You see what I'm saying? It's just, and it's mellow. It get dark early. You know what I'm saying? Nigga. Before you, like when you was getting off work, you was still getting home before the sunset. Now you getting out at 3 p.m. and it feel like it's 12:35 a.m. Dark than a motherfucking. You know what I'm saying? Now, October is one of those, you know, October is one of those months where a lot of people fall into their seasonal depression. So that's got to be a point taken away. Because it's just, the fall will do that to you. The fall will put you in your place. That's what, you know, that's what, and it starts with October. It gets, it's a theme. It's scary. Hence, Halloween, mask, costume. It's scary. It's spooky. Niggas' moods change when October come around. And then we go to the next door neighbor, which is November. You know, and November just feels like it just, November has a different type of family feel to it. You see what I'm saying? Because it's like, once we get to December, I'll break down the difference between, you know, the Thanksgiving versus Christmas. I mean, we all know the biggest difference, right? But at the same time, they are still family dynamic, but in a different type of way. Because when it comes to Thanksgiving, it's like you extend that. It covers the whole family, even to families that's right outside of the family. You know what I mean? And it turns into, it has morphed into Friendsgivings and just different type of gatherings under this one umbrella. Whereas Christmas, you kind of go from broadening the whole, you know, to extend more branches to the family to just your immediate crowd for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? But November, you know, is still a piggyback off of October a little bit, but more family oriented. You know what I'm saying? And obviously the food is one of the top competitors of the year, you know, because Thanksgiving has some features. They got some things on that menu that can compete with the summertime with July's barbecue. You know what I'm saying? Et cetera. And we're about to get to December because December, that, my friend, that is top tier. That is elite. Okay, that is second to none. That is men amongst boys. That is the queen of the night. All Madden, Hall of Fame, wreck. You understand what I'm saying? The Barry Sanders. The college football, Reggie Bush, okay? The Magic, the Kobe Bryant of the world. December. When I think of December, I think of snow, even though I'm from LA and it doesn't snow in LA at all. You have to go roughly 2 hours. A certain direction to get to some snow. We don't have any snow in LA. But I think of togetherness. I think of unity. I think of just natural overtime love. I'm just talking about, oh my God, Christmas. Then you got the New Year Eve. That belongs to December. You know why that's big? Because everybody that has made it to the end of the year is celebrating that they made it to the end of the year. That's why December is the number one month of the year. Because we're telling y'all to get ready for something new. And by the grace of God, y'all niggas gonna get y'all ass whooped, but make it to the 31st. Only to say Happy New Year. But you can't get to January 1st without going to the 31st, which is the very last day of the year. And look what you accomplished. Yeah. Yeah, that's when, hey, first of all, you summer niggas need to thank December and October and November. Why? Because we cuddling season. Cuddling season belongs to the fall and the winter. Okay. Now again, I said I wasn't gonna wanna, I didn't wanna do this, but you know, the strongest winter points, that belongs to December. The fall, I'm gonna get that roughly between October and November. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's cuddling season. You know what I'm saying? It don't make no sense to go to no goddamn cabin in the summertime. That's when Jason came outside and was getting y'all niggas. Go to the cabin in the wintertime or in the fall. Looks better. Hey, it's easier to get warm than it is to cool off. You jump in that water, some leeches going to get on you. Okay? Nah, go get in that jacuzzi. Go get in that jacuzzi. Jacuzzi is by... See, you niggas is not mature enough for this. Y'all niggas still jumping in that pool, huh? Huh? And all them ugly little kids that was a part of that camp is peeing in that pool. And y'all in there just giggling and shit, kicking y'all feet in there. I'm in a jacuzzi trap. And we don't allow the kids in the jacuzzi. No, you're not doing no swimming and no boiling. No, you're not about to look like a hot dog. Get out of here. Go jump in that pool. December, number one. It's a beautiful thing, man. I know y'all dig it. I know y'all understand where I'm coming from with that. So shout out. Hey, look, no disrespect. I might bend the block again with this one, but attached to zodiac signs. Because it's a lot of signs out there. And niggas don't care about them. We got to tell the truth. Eventually, they got to learn about the truth.